Hola! Welcome to Dismantling Diet Culture. Fuck being calladita, the only Spanglish anti-diet podcast that teaches you from a sociological lens, feminism, and intuitive eating coaching to dismantle diet culture. I'm your host, Dr. Hortensia Jimenez, and I am passionate about dismantling diet culture and helping you heal your relationship with food and your body. I'm a mother, daughter, comadre, amiga, community member, professor, health coach, and published author. On this show, I share my personal experience with diet culture, tips and strategies, and educational content to help you understand diet culture and systems of oppression so that you can have the tools to challenge diet culture. Current and future generations do not deserve to inherit your diet culture trauma, and I'm here to help you. If you're on a mission to heal your body and food traumas and embody your authentic self unapologetic, welcome to Dismantling Diet Culture. Fuck being calladita. Hola, bienvenidos a Dismantling Diet Culture, Fuck Being Calladita. This is your host, Dr. Hortensia Jimenez. Today is Valentine's Day. El día de hoy es el día de San Valentín. And I want to begin by saying that love, friendship, joy, compassion, giving, todas estas cosas son de todos los días, no solamente el día de hoy. Pero yo sé que el día de hoy puede ser un día muy feliz para algunas personas y puede ser tal vez un día triste o un día difícil para otras personas. And so I understand that today can be a happy, joyful day for some, and it can be hard and challenging and sad for other folks. So I just want to honor that, you know, that it can be hard and it can also bring joy for some. And I want to offer a way of understanding Valentine's Day from a sociological lens and deconstructing it. And my intention is not to sabotage Valentine's Day or tell you, hate Valentine's Day. No. A lo contrario, quiero ofrecerte una perspectiva distinta y crítica de lo que implica este día para muchas personas y pues sí, ¿no? Para la sociedad. And so I want to begin with first and foremost saying that I am not against Valentine's Day. I know I already said it, but I just want to say it again. I'm just providing a critical lens, and you take what resonates and share it with others. Let's begin by unpacking Valentine's Day from a cultural context, from a, you know, macro lens. How is gender, romance, and traditional cultural expectations enforced by this day, by Valentine's Day? And in order to look into that, we want to unpack what are the norms, what are the rituals, what are the values and ideologies that surround Valentine's Day. So from a sociological lens, we're looking at the cultural norms surrounding love, romance, and relationships. And it reinforces the idea that expressing affection and love is through gifts. Yes, gestures, acts of kindness, doing things for folks. These are all, you know, rituals. These are all things that folks do. And they're also enforced by our society and influences people's behaviors and actions. And I think the key here is also the expectation of love. You know, ¿qué es el amor? El amor es recibir regalos. ¿Qué tipo de regalo? ¿Cuánto costó el regalo? Son cosas como materialistas, ¿no? Que vienen del sistema capitalista. Y no es decir que te están regalando algo y no te quieren o están, es una manera de medir el amor de la persona. No, tampoco. But what I'm saying here is that part of the expectation of love and relationships is the act of giving. And this part of act of giving reinforces gender roles and gender expectations. It reinforces traditional gender roles where men typically are expected to take the lead in planning and organizing and buying things for their significant other, for their partners. So, I actually talked to my students on Monday about this, that there's a lot of pressure for men to perform and act. And what I mean by perform and act, I don't mean it like that. It's not like intentional or genuine, but the societal pressure que tienen que regalar flores o tienen que regalar algo, ¿no? Sacar a la pareja a cenar. Esas son las expectativas culturales de la sociedad que that reinforce these gender roles. But what about if the woman wants to take out the partner, the boyfriend, the husband, if it's a cisgender heterosexual relationship? ¿Qué tal si ella le quiere mandar las flores, le quiere mandar una caja de chocolates? Ay, no, ¿cómo es posible? Si es una mujer, ¿cómo? Espera que él te mande, que él te compre. That's what I'm referring to. The Valentine's Day reinforces these gender and cultural norms that oftentimes are targeting cisgender heterosexual males. Okay, that's one thing that I want to mention. And of course, this is reinforcing masculinity and femininity, and this is all societal pressure. And what happens is that it also leads to exclusion. And what I mean by that is feeling of loneliness, feeling of inadequacy for folks who are single or who are not in a romantic relationship. O sea, sentirte, pues, que no tienes a alguien, no tienes a tu otra mitad. que te falta. Y este día puede ser difícil because Valentine's Day emphasizes romantic love. And it can and it does exclude individuals who don't fit the conventional idea of a romantic partnership. And this can lead to feeling of loneliness, of not being seen, not being validated, a form of marginalization. Think about folks who don't conform to the societal expectations and norms of relationships, either cisgender heterosexual relationship or even same sex. There's different types of romantic relationships beyond what is presented in the media. Como dice Jenny Rivera, amor prohibido, amor en secreto. ¿Qué tal si tienes un amor en secreto? ¿Qué tal si tu corazoncito se enamoró de una persona que está casada? ¿Qué tal si tienes una relación con una persona y es un amor prohibido? Ah, amor prohibido. O sea, ante la sociedad, pues no puedes declarar tu amor, no puedes, tu amor no puede ser como visible, es como en secreto y el día de San Valentín puede ser un día difícil. Entonces, para mí como socióloga y pues como ser humano, es importante reconocer que pues en el corazón no se manda, pero también las expectativas de la sociedad hacen sentir mal a las personas que no siguen estas normas de la sociedad. So folks who do not conform to these societal norms or who fall in love outside of what is socially accepted may see themselves invisible, may see themselves not represented, their love may is not validated because it's not part of the dominant society. So if this is, if you're in love or you're in a relationship with someone who's married, if you're in an open relationship, o sea, hay tantos distintos relaciones que hay en la sociedad, pero el día de San Valentín hace muy difícil, ¿no? Que este amor que no es de la norma sea como válido y sea celebrado, right? That this love and the relationship that some folks may have is not honored and celebrated, and you can't partake in the rituals of Valentine's Day and the gifts and everything that embodies that. So in many ways, there's that exclusion. Another point that I want to make is, and the aspect of consumerism and the commercialization of Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day, from a symbolic perspective, which is one of the perspectives in sociology, is looking, okay, what is the meaning of Valentine's Day? You know, friendship, love, todas esas cosas. But also from a conflict lens, it's looking at capitalism, looking at patriarchy and systems of oppression. And if we use this lens in sociology, we're able to understand that companies, industries, even diet culture, capitalize on Valentine's Day through the sales of different products and flowers, chocolates, cars, jewelry. No, pues un chingo de cosas. Todo está bien caro ahorita. You go buy some flowers, they're like triple the price. Everything's expensive on Valentine's Day. And then the day after, it's like 50% off, right? That's part of capitalism. So Valentine's Day is part of capitalism. And Valentine's Day reflects the influence of consumerism and people's social practices in this part of consumption. It's like FOMO, right? A fear of FOMO, fear of missing out. Like, como que tienes que comprar algo. You know, like even me thinking like, oh, maybe I should buy like little, estas cajitas chiquitas de chocolates para mis hijos, you know? So there's like this pressure of participating in the consumerism when perhaps maybe you don't want to engage and you don't want to do it because we've been socialized and conditioned to give something. And like I said, you can give something to your friends, to people that you love and care about any time of the year. But on Valentine's Day, it's like, it is like the day to do it. Pero no tiene que ser así necesariamente. But I do want you to pay attention to like the prices, you know, of the products, the things that are being marketed, how are products being marketed, and, you know, to really take this a step further, let's look at the inequality, the economic inequality of the commercialization of Valentine's Day. How does Valentine's Day exacerbate, you know, how does it contribute to economic inequalities? And one of the ways that we can look at is, of course, you know, who has more disposable income? Who are the folks who are able to buy more lavish gifts, right, than people with lower incomes? So, you know, the expectation of expensive gifts can perpetuate, you know, harmful stereotypes about love equals material wealth, right? And we already know que pues, no es así la cosa. But another part of this economic inequality is looking at the workers, like the industries that not only that profit, but also like the workers who have to work extra hours, who perhaps may not be getting breaks or have to deal with a lot of customers who are upset or rude, you know, like tenemos que pensar en las personas que están trabajando. Y no solamente el costo, the cost of the product and how expensive it is, but like, what are the working conditions of the folks? You know, the flowers that you got, you know, do you know where you got those flowers from? Where they come from? The nursery? What are the working conditions of the workers? How much are the workers getting paid? Are they being exploited? And these are questions that you can ask of any product, of any industry, diamonds, chocolates, o sea, todos los productos. It's like the supply chain, analyzing the supply chain, you know, and looking at what are the working conditions of the workers, how much are they getting paid, is it fair trade, todas esas cosas. That's something to consider as you are purchasing items, you know, because we are participating in this capitalist economy, and it's a profit, and the profit comes at a cost and comes with the exploitation of oftentimes it is the workers. Okay, now in connecting it with diet culture, I recently wrote a post about this, and I do believe that Valentine's Day does perpetuate unrealistic beauty standards, particularly for women and other marginalized identities. Like feeling inadequate or feeling unworthy if women do not conform to certain standards of what it means to be attractive. And this is part of diet culture. Which bodies are more socially acceptable? Which bodies are the standards in society? Which bodies are deserving of love and acceptance? You know, that is part of diet culture. Another big area is the food and the guilt. Think about this. If you are struggling with your body image and food, well, it can be a triggering day because of the sweets. And also if you go out to dinner, or even if you stay home and you know, have dinner. So Valentine's Day is like this day of indulgement, of pleasure. And pleasure, not, I don't necessarily mean it in terms like sexual pleasure. That's one for sure, you know, but pleasure in terms like of finding joy, of something that brings you joy. It can be the food, it can be the chocolates, it can be spending time with that person that you love or with your friends, you know, different forms of pleasure. But when we're looking at food, like los chocolates, los dulces, chocolates, candy, the meals can be triggering for folks who are struggling with disorder eating, because one, a lo mejor they're engaging in restriction, they're not eating enough, you know, to compensate later on, or because they want to wear a certain outfit, you know, so muchas cosas, you know, there's a lot of that self surveillance and self monitoring, a lot of that body work that happens before and during Valentine's Day. And this, you know, really exacerbates this societal narrative that love equals that, I'm sorry, that's the societal narrative that equates love and affection with giving and receiving food-based gifts, okay? And that folks should, one, like, be thankful and take these gifts and then eat the chocolates and eat the food. And if you're struggling, you're like, híjole, ¿cómo lo voy a hacer? You know, I don't want to eat the chocolate, because you're thinking of, you know, you're in the diet culture mentality. So just, you know, I want to let you know that I see you. If this is who you are, if you're struggling, you know, you're not alone. And there's nothing wrong with you. This is part of, you know, diet culture. And the last thing that I want to say is that we don't need to have just one day to celebrate love and friendship and connection. We can do that all year long. And that's also my invitation. Don't wait until February 14. Tell the people that you love, that you care about. And it doesn't have to be romantic. And I think that's what Valentine's Day does. And that's why people feel like excluded, especially if they're not in a romantic partnership. I think about my abuelita and the love. I think about mi tía. I think about other people in my life, family that I love and care for, and telling them how much I love them and how much I care about them throughout the year, and gifting them things that I make or them perhaps maybe I buy. So let's move away from the dominant narrative that Valentine's Day is like this heteronormative partnership, even though we have Galentine's Day. Pero de todas maneras, es muy difícil para las personas que no están en una relación sentirse que son parte de este día. Let's continue to show up with love for others. But most importantly, if anything, if you can take away, is love for yourself. We are with ourselves 24 hours, 7 days a week. No one knows you better than yourself. And this is an invitation to continue to learn about yourself, to unlearn any toxic narratives that you have internalized, to unlearn them and to rewrite your own story, your own narratives that are empowering and liberating. The best relationship that we can have is with ourselves. We can't expect other folks to love us if we're having a hard time loving ourselves. And that doesn't mean like I'm telling you, love your body, love who you are. Like, you know, I know we have fucking hard days, you know, like we have shitty days and there's no self-love. Mi invitación es como reconocer lo que hace tu cuerpo para ti, reconocer tus talentos, tus virtudes, tus valores, to recognize your values, your attributes, the things that your body is able to do. What is it that you love about yourself? How can you continue to hone in into that? How can you continue to explore more about yourself? That's an invitation on Valentine's Day and every day. Truly, I think, for me this year, 2024, because the last couple of years have been really hard for me. I'm really, honestly, like, I've done a lot of healing, a lot of growth that has been really difficult. And honestly, I'm just so exhausted. I feel like this year is a year of a lot of self-discovery to continue to learn about myself, to find joy, to spend time with myself. Like, honestly, I really enjoy spending time with myself. I never get bored. I always have something to do. Like, good things, not materialistic things, but I'm allowing the space and time. Is it uncomfortable sometimes? Yeah, it's not easy. But I want to be the best version for me. I want to continue to get to know myself so that I can show up in all the different facets in my life as a professor, as a mother, as amiga, comadre, tia, all these different roles that we occupy. And this is my invitation, and this is what I want to end, is continue to learn about yourself. We have a lifetime. Continue to embrace that self-love journey, and your self-love journey is going to change. It's not going to be the same what it was last week, what it's this week, what it's next week, because the context matters. Every day is different. Some days you'll feel amazing and great, and some days you're going to struggle and you're going to have a tough day. And in those tough days, give yourself a lot of compassion. Be very compassionate and gentle with yourself. When you feel sad, be tender with yourself. Cuddle your inner child. That is the self-love that we can give to ourselves. I strongly believe that the greatest power and asset is amarnos a nosotros mismos. Antes de amar y querer a otra persona, comienza contigo. Esa es mi invitación. Muchas gracias por estar conmigo el día de hoy. Thank you for being here today and in all the previous episodes and the forthcoming episodes. Muchas gracias. Nos vemos en el siguiente episodio of Dismantling Diet Culture. Fuck being calladita. Nos vemos. Muchas gracias por acompañarme en Dismantling Diet Culture. Fuck being calladita podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Especially be sure to rate and review the podcast if you really like it. If you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, you become eligible for a free 30-minute coaching session. That's right, así como escuchaste, one free session. Once you leave your review, you can screenshot it and email it to me, and I'll send you a link to sign up. If you didn't like it, don't worry, así está bien. Follow me on social media, on Instagram and TikTok, @Dr. Hortensia Jimenez.